Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, Miss Mocha, and tonight our guest is Dr. Maurice Lee, and he's going to talk to us tonight about what he's doing and the effect that he has on the community and how he is just conquering the world and his accomplishments and his vision, and I'm going to bring him right on. Hello.
Hello there. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm wonderful. Excited to have you tonight.
I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Great. So you have a lot going on. A lot. Don't be laughing. You got a lot going on. And I'm very excited to have you on the show. For those who have never heard of you or who don't know about you, tell us who Dr. Maurice Lee is.
Dr. Maurice Lee is just a regular average guy that by day is a pharmacist and by night he's a author and everything else you want to place on him. He will definitely step up to the challenge. But for the most part, I'm just an individual who loves giving back to the community, which is why I started the Scholarship Foundation. I'm also president founder of the Emily Scholarship Fund. Just someone that loves people, you know, loves to elevate and see people reach and achieve all the goals that they have in life.
Okay, sounds good. That's what we're about here at Black Writer Space. And wow, pharmacist, huh? I was thinking about going into that field. Yeah, that's medicine is not going anywhere.
No.
So that's awesome.
Thank you.
I was just scrolling through Twitter as I normally do, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, let me get him on the show. So really quick response, and I'm really glad that you're here. We have you.
Yes.
So
yes.
You have so much going on. I don't know where to start. Okay. You speak at communities and schools and churches about healthcare issues.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that and what that entails.
Well, I think it is so important that people see us, individuals like myself and other healthcare professionals who are out there, because when you talk about health, it's such a taboo in our community. You know, we don't like to talk about the health conditions that we suffer from. And it is so important that we are in a position to propagate information pertaining to our health so that our people can live longer, so their lives can be sustained. If you know better, you'll do better. And so I'm just grateful to be in a position to where, you know, I can inform people about different disease states and how they can become healthier individuals through different eating regimens and exercises that could almost sort of alleviate a lot of the illnesses that our people are plagued with. And I think that is so important. So, you know, I always make sure that every opportunity that's afforded to me that I go to health fairs and schools and churches, especially because we have a lot of elderly people that will go to church. And so they need to be informed about, you know, the health care, and not only with just medication, but insurance issues as well, because, you know, a lot of what I've discovered is that a lot of our elderly people, they lack knowledge when it comes down to health insurance. And so I want to make sure that they are informed in that area as well. So,
wow. This is really a great subject. We even here at Black Writer Space, we started a health corner where I have my co-host. She comes on. She's an RN, and she comes on and discuss different health issues and just things we need to, even as a writer, as an author, period, is still we have to remain healthy.
Exactly.
But then, you know, because you get carried away with your writing, and, you know, it's still a matter of staying focused and structured, and we still got to remember to eat. I know a lot of times I forget myself. So,
yeah, you know, it's important, especially when we are purpose-driven. You cannot live life with purpose if you're not healthy. You know, it's impossible. You can't do the things that God has actually placed you on earth to do when you are suffering with so many different types of illnesses. So, you know, it's just a way to help our people move forward in that condition.
That is so true. Okay, now tell us about your book.
It's my first publication. It's called Life Experiences. And basically it's a compilation of some of the life experiences that I endured in all of my 35 years of living. Of course, some good, some bad. But basically, I wanted to write about some of the things that I went through so that other people could be inspired, because a lot of times we allow our bad situations to outweigh the good.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what life experiences does, it inspires and it empowers individuals to take whatever bad that may be happening and find a streak of good that's in it, because I promise you, in every bad situation, there is something good in the end that could come out if you stay focused and remain focused on the task at hand and what God has actually given you. So, you know, I wanted to put that out there. A lot of people say, well, why would you write about your life? You're not a celebrity. Well, celebrities aren't the only ones that have stories. You know, everybody has a story to tell, and it's up to you as an individual if you want to be transparent and candid enough to put it out there. And it definitely was a soul-searching ordeal for me, because I really had to think about what I wanted to put in this book and what I wanted to share. And so I touched on a whole lot of issues, from a point where I was depressed and where I wanted to commit suicide, to where there was a period where molestation occurred when I was in middle school. Just a whole number of things people often go through now, and now they can see, well, if this individual went through that and look at where they are now, then I too can become a survivor of this ordeal as well.
Yes, yes, yes. I was just talking about this last night after my guest went off the air. I was on by myself last night, so I was just talking and just encouraging the same exact thing you said, that you have to surround yourself with those who are trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. Don't pay attention to the people that are basically, because you can share what you want to do with somebody. You know, I want to start my own business. I want to write a book. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I just basically spoke from my own experience about, you know, you have to be careful who you even share stuff like that with, because people will talk you out of your stuff.
Exactly.
They will talk you out of your dreams. So, yeah, that's awesome. Taking the, it is, and you are absolutely right. Taking the bad and finding the good within
exactly.
that, and it
exactly.
is. And God has a way of making what we thought was so horrible, or what the if you will, what the enemy thought was horrible, or what would destroy you, it will actually turn around and uplift you. So that's I like that. That's
exactly.
Very
yeah. You know, as I sit here and look back in retrospect now, I can see why I had to endure all those things. At the point in time, I couldn't understand it. And at that point in time, I always questioned why me. But now that I came through all of that, I can understand why me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. You have to, you know what? And if you don't go through anything, how can you help somebody else?
Exactly.
That's how I look at it.
Exactly.
You can't help nobody if you ain't been through nothing. They're going, well, how do you know I can make it through? You know, so
exactly.
I think it's a plus to actually be able to say, well, because I went through it, and actually mine was worse. This
right.
is what happened to me, you know, and they can step back like, oh, wow.
Exactly.
Well, if he made it through that, yeah. So that
yeah.
always helps, and it's always, I think, exciting to be a blessing to others.
Yes, yes. So I know I'm excited about the project. Life Experiences is doing real well, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from it, and not just from the youth, but the elderly population as well. So, you know, I find myself even now at work, people are not coming for medications; they're coming for a book. Do you have a copy of the book with you?
Right.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it is doing real well, and it's definitely touching lives, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's not
exactly.
about, you know, trying to sell books to become the next millionaire, but it's definitely about putting quality work out there that's going to impact and empower our people.
Okay, I heard that. That's awesome, and we need more people out here doing that. In today's society, we really need that.
Yes.
I want to talk about your scholarship.
Yes.
Tell us about that, what it's for, and what the purpose is, the mission, and then how do you qualify for it?
Okay, well, the MLE Scholarship Fund is an initiative that I started back in 2006 to commemorate my 30th birthday. I wanted to come up with a way to celebrate, but not where I would gain, but how others could benefit from. And I came up with the idea of starting a scholarship fund. And basically what it does, it awards scholarships to students that are entering their first year of a four-year college or university with no particular major, no particular study, or no particular university. We're just basically trying to employ students to further their education, to get a degree so that they will have a better chance of getting a great job and being able to live a very good life. And mm-hmm. so since then, since 2006, we have awarded over 70 scholarships.
Wow.
And I am so proud of all of our recipients. They are doing well. Some have even already graduated and are very successful in their career paths. I mean, it's just so overwhelming to me because it's a great feeling to be able to sit back and give money to students who probably would not have been able to go to college had not the MLE Scholarship Fund been in existence. And so how people can qualify for it, or how students can qualify, they can actually go onto the website, and we just have basic minimal requirements, which is a 2.75 GPA. They have to write an essay on a particular subject matter that we've given them, and they have to be able to provide proof of community service or some type of community involvement, and then submit two letters of reference from two outstanding individuals from their community. And that's that.
Wow. Okay. And the website is?
It is www.malescholarship.org.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you've already given out 70.
Yes.
And you started it in 2010?
2006.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I definitely congratulate you on just putting yourself out there as an example others, because we need somebody to look up to. We need mentors. We need, especially in the African-American communities, that's something that we definitely lack. So when I do see someone who's doing some of the things that you're doing, it's really, really, really great.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You have much going on, and I love it. I am going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Great.
Since the day you came into my life, you made me realize that we were born to fly. You showed me every day new possibilities. You proved my fantasy of love could really be. Let's go to a place only lovers go, to a spot that we've never known, to the top of the clouds we're floating away. Ooh, this feels so crazy. Oh, this love is blazing. Baby, we're so high, walking on clouds. Or sail among the stars before the night is through. And when morning comes, we'll see the sun is not so far. And we can't get much closer to God than where we are. We'll go to a place only lovers go, to a spot that we've never known, to the top of the clouds we're floating away. Yeah. Ooh, this feels so crazy. Oh, this love is blazing. And baby, we're so high, walking on cloud nine.
Good evening, and we are back. If you just tuned in with us, tonight our guest is Dr. Maurice Lee. And I am your host, Ms. Mocha, and I have my co-host with me. She's going to join us tonight, DeAndrea Bridges. Dee? Okay, maybe not. Anyhow, we're going to jump right back in. And I see that you were on the Tyler Perry episode.
Yes.
Meet the Browns.
Yes.
Yeah, how was that?
That was an awesome experience.
I bet it was.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did that come about?
Basically what happened was Tyler Perry Studio, they gave my foundation a donation 1 year, and that donation was a voucher for someone to appear in his next movie or TV production. And we used that voucher for a solid auction item. And so whoever bid the highest would be the individual that went on the show. And what happened, they called me to participate along with that individual. So went there, filmed. It was a great experience. I have so much respect for Mr. Tyler Perry and what he's doing over there at Tyler Perry Studio. It was just great, just awesome. I mean, just to be able to sit back and see a African-American male able to employ individuals,
yes,
and be able to allow others to live their dreams through, you know, acting and entertainment. And it was just amazing. It definitely placed that acting bug inside of me. So hopefully I'll be able to pursue that a little further, but awesome experience.
Wow. And also next to that, I do see you were on Stump the Yard too.
I did. I was able to go and participate in the filming with that as well. That was another great experience. You know, I did one day of shooting. Unfortunately, due to my schedule, I wasn't able to go back as much as I wanted to. But just from being there, definitely another awesome experience.
Okay. Look at you out there in the limelight like that.
I'm sorry.
And right. That's awesome. I'm really amazed.
Thank you.
I feel like not enough people, and that's why I love to have people on my show who you may have never heard. I've never heard of you. So I saw you on Twitter. So who you've never heard of, but yes, they're out here. They're impacting. They are encouraging. They're being mentors. They're actually affecting people's lives, and that's what we need today. So
exactly.
That's always a blessing, to be a blessing. What I want to ask you about is what the scholarship fund, is that just in the state that you're in, or are you looking to do a worldwide thing?
Well, it's actually a national foundation. When we initially started out, it was exclusive to students here in South Carolina, but we have actually broadened our horizons, and we're now a national organization. So, you know, we try to select the best. Of course, you know, when you're talking about, you know, representing so many different states or being represented in so many different states, and you have a plethora of applications that's coming through, we try to find the best applicants who we feel, you know, could benefit the greatest from the foundation. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you know of anyone, or if anyone out there is listening and you think that you know a student who's the brightest student, the next shining star, please encourage them to apply. This year we're going to select 7 stellar students.
Okay. And you said the GPA needs to be
2.75. Yes.
Okay. I think I'm going to have my baby apply for this. She's a senior, so we're looking at colleges, and definitely in the market for something like that.
Yes.
I know I'm going to have something here in Chicago, and definitely try to get you to come and speak.
I would love that. Definitely.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I always try to involve my guests that I have on the show, and because everyone I have on here, nobody comes to the show that doesn't have anything to offer. So I'm really excited. I'm forming my team and my colleagues. So
wonderful.
Yeah, you would definitely be included with that.
I would love that.
With your book, were you already a writer, or was it something you just wanted to do the book? Were you, like, did you have a passion for writing? Have you been writing, or did you just start that? How did that come about with the book?
Let me tell you something. Others saw the book before I even saw it, because people would always say, you need to write a book. You have a lot to tell. And I was like, yeah, okay. But they kept telling me that. And finally, one day it hit when I was at work and I was talking with some of my technicians. And they said, you need to write a book. And as a matter of fact, one of my former technicians, his name was Kendall, he actually titled the book. And so from that, that's how Life Experiences was actually birthed. And just actually started coming up with all the experiences that I endured. And I was like, you know what? I have to get the ball and chain rolling on this. And that's how it all came about.
Okay, cool. So did you actually write it, or did you have someone else write it?
You know what?
You sit down.
You know what? I had to write the book because it was important that my voice was heard.
Okay.
Because people who know me, they know the words that I speak. They know how I sound. So I felt that it was important if I was going to talk about my life. I felt that it was important that my voice was heard.
Okay. I like that. I think that's important. That's very important when it comes to sitting down and reading about someone, their life, their experiences, real stuff, you know.
Yes.
So I think that's, yeah, that plays a part in even the sale of a book, when you can actually sit down and you can feel everything that they were going through.
Right.
So that's amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to bring my co-host on. I think she's ready now. We were having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
Okay. No, she's not back on. Oh, yes, she is. Okay. Give me 1 second. Hello, Dee?
Hi. Yes. Hi.
Hey, how are you? I want to introduce my co-host again. We had some problems with the phone, but this is DeAndrea. DeAndrea, our guest tonight is Maurice, Dr. Maurice Lee.
Hello, DeAndrea. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Good. Just listen to some of the things that Tiffany was talking to you about, and also looking at your bio. Awesome man out there doing so many different things. Tiffany touched upon so many different things, but one thing, you're also a singer, I see.
Right.
And do you explore that part of you? Do you go out and sing also, or do you just stick to the pharmacist, motivational speaker, author, actor, you know, all the other parts that you do?
You know, whenever the opportunity presents itself, I do go out. At one point in time, I was known as the wedding singer. I used to do weddings all the time.
Wow.
Yes. So, and then, you know, I branched out and started doing, like, birthday gatherings and banquets and things of that nature. So whenever the opportunity permits, I do go out to sing.
That's awesome. So a lot of times it's hard to understand how someone of such high caliber, such high esteem, you've done so many different things, you've been on Tyler Perry's show, you're a pharmacist, you speak to people all the time, and a lot of times people find it so hard to understand how it is that you may come from or have come from a dark place, or how it was so hard to get motivated. A lot of times people think, oh, he's so talented, he's so wonderful. How could he have ever come from an obstacle or a place where he couldn't get motivated? So can you speak a little bit about that?
You know, surprisingly, after people read the book, they always come back, they always find a way to come back to me and say they had no idea that I went through a lot of the things that I went through. Mm. And the thing about it is, I don't want to walk around or have to always verbalize what I've been through in order to gather a pity party. That's not me. Mm-hmm. Basically, I'm the type of individual that if I'm going to walk a life that projects the light or projects positivity, then I don't want to dwell on so much of the bad things that happen, because sometimes we can get trapped into that.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever the opportunity comes for me to be able to talk to people and share the story, that's when it really hits home for a lot of people. And if you see me on any given day, I guarantee you, you'll see a smile, you'll see some type of laughing, because that's the type of individual that I am. I want to be able to draw people with me being positive as opposed to showing them a negative side of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's so important that we are careful or we be careful or conscious of what we project to people, because they can read somewhat of our story just by how we carry ourselves or how our mannerisms are actually displayed. And so I've always wanted to walk a life where people would see more so of the God in me than more so Maurice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sounds good. Now, are you looking to, I know you said you were looking to more FaceTime, as we call it. Do you have any other opportunities for any productions at all, or something that you're probably looking into getting into yourself?
Definitely. As a matter of fact, I received a phone call earlier today for a great opportunity, but because of my location, they had to bypass me, but it was definitely a wonderful opportunity that would have catapulted me to another level, so to speak. But I believe it's a setup for another blessing, you know. I was
Absolutely.
Discouraged a little bit, but I got over it because I realized that what God has for me is for me. But also there is a production that I'm working on myself, and I'm trying to link up with someone else who is in the entertainment industry. And he and I, we've kind of like bounced the idea off of each other a little bit. And so now it's all about just really developing it and pitching it to some major networks. So we have some things that's in the making.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Seems like you are the type of person that is always on the go, mind constantly moving, and yet I can envision you being the kind pharmacist at Walgreens that's blending the medications and asking, and are there any questions, and it's just amazing. What made you choose to go into pharmacy?
Initially, when I started out, I wanted to be an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because I was inspired by The Cosby Show, Bill Cosby, his character. And what happened when I was in undergrad, I started out doing real well in school, and then I pledged. Along with that came the partying, and so my grades actually slipped a lot. As a matter of fact, they plummeted to the bottom, and so it damaged my GPA.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I came from a single-parent home, and I knew that it was very expensive to embark upon medical school per se. So during my last year of undergrad, I had the opportunity to do some shadowing at one of the local pharmacies here. And let me tell you, I fell in love because of the patient pharmacist interaction that I saw. And when I saw that, I was like, this is what I want to do. This is what I am going to be doing for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, I just set sail to achieve that goal, and thank God that I did. You know, I was able to go to pharmacy school and graduated. And actually, when I graduated, I became the first African-American male pharmacist from my hometown and surrounding areas. So it was definitely a monumental moment in my life that will always weigh heavy in my heart. So
that's amazing. Now, do you ever feel the pull between the pharmacist in you and the writer in you, or the aspiring actor in you, or do you find that you have a great balance between the two, three, or four things that you love to do?
To be honest, there is a struggle because there are opportunities that are presented to me on a constant basis. And I'm doing a lot of soul searching and praying at this point in time. So I think that's all I can say about that.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate that. I appreciate you answering my questions. And I'm telling you, you seem just like an open book, and at one point I can see you, but then I can see you kind of your closed self too. So I appreciate you allowing us to kind of pick your brain about certain things.
Yeah.
Tiffany, we have a caller?
Yes, we have someone I believe wants to come online and ask a question. So I'm going to bring them on.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi. How are y'all doing this evening?
Hello.
We are wonderful. How are you?
Great. I'm really enjoying this interview with Dr. Lee, and you ladies are asking some very good questions. I love this show. It's my first time tuning in. I'm calling from Houston, and I'm just really inspired by this conversation that's going on. Dr. Lee, I definitely need to read your book because some of the things you touched on are some things that I've gone through. I went through a period of losing friends that didn't have my best interest at heart, and then
wow.
I came into my professional career, and I was thinking, well, who am I going to hang out with now, or who am I going to talk to? But now I'm being put in a position to meet other women or other professionals who are positive and who are introducing me into a new world of professionalism, motivation, and positivity. So, I mean, I feel like I need to kind of read your book. I'm just getting started with my own company, but it seems like you will probably have a lot of insight to share.
Definitely.
So
let me say to you, I salute you and blessings to you. You will be surprised at some of the things that I endured. I mean, you know, I lost a whole lot of people who I thought were friends. I mean, today I see people that I've known for years, and they will walk by me and turn their heads
turn their nose up or not even speak.
Right,
like,
and these
wow.
are individuals that you've never done anything to. But you have to understand that when your life is full of purpose, that there's going to be a point where people are not going to understand where God is taking you. And it's not for them to even understand. Their minds will not even fathom the things that God is getting ready to set you up for. And so, you know, you have to stay focused, keep your head lifted up, knowing that it's He who will guide your every step. And you can't be so concerned about whether people will like you or how we tend to look at people. If they become so successful, then they are sellouts. No, we have to push past that mentality. We have to push past being complacent in life. There are so many great things that's out there for us, but it's up to us as individuals to get past the stumbling blocks, who are oftentimes our people, past that in order to get to the destiny that is waiting for us at hand.
Right, that's true, because when I realized that I wanted to live a life of service, like everything I do in my professional career is geared towards helping others, whether I'm helping coordinate nonprofit fundraising events or helping people in the work industry. I'm an HR consultant, so I'm helping business owners come up with policies to have long-term employees, and I'm helping students. Sometimes I get invited to speak to students, and I help people with their resumes. So everything I do, whether I'm being paid for it or not, is to help other people reach the next level, because right now I'm in a position to where I can help other people, and I feel like I'm being set up for great things. So it's nice to know that it is okay to kind of isolate yourself from those who don't have your best interest at heart and to surround yourself with those who have been where you're trying to go, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's important. Remember this, positive attracts positive.
Right. Well, I will definitely be looking for your book. Is it in the stores, or do I have to order it online, or how can I get a copy
You can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and then also to my website as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and
thank you, ladies,
for taking my call.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and please continue to pass the word and be encouraged.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. I love it when we have callers call in that are just so excited about not only what we're doing here, but the speaker that we have on, the subject we're talking about. And that's the whole purpose.
Yep.
That is the whole purpose of Black Writer Space, is to have guests on like yourself that are doing things, helping people, making a difference, living for purpose. I mean, just this is awesome. I'm excited. You have, I don't know how many people you told about this show, but you got these phone lines lit up. So I want to thank you. No, seriously. I have 14 callers on the line listening to the show. And to be honest with you, I'm going to keep it real. I don't think I've had a full roster like this. I think it may have happened one other time, but it still wasn't this full. And they are really, really supporting. So that's just proof that you're really, you're doing some things and you're affecting people. So
absolutely,
that's what we need. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
tuning in with us tonight. I am your host, Ms. Mocha, and I have my co-host with me, DeAndrea. Our guest tonight is Dr. Maurice Lee, author of Life Experiences, an awesome book. I think everyone should pick this book up. I'm going to have to get a couple copies myself to have here in Chicago. And just an awesome advocate for our communities and the health profession. You're just doing so much. I just looked on your bio and saw that you were in Essence magazine in 2008.
That is correct.
The Do Right Men feature.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Essence, they used to do a segment every year where they would basically sort of shine the spotlight on black men that were doing positive things in their communities. And they call it Do Right Men. And I was actually selected. I'm still trying to figure out this day how they found out about me. But I was actually selected as one of the Do Right Men and had the opportunity to be placed in the issue. I think it was with Usher and his son that was on the front cover. But that was a great moment in my life. I think that actually got my first national recognition, to be honest with you. And what was so funny, shortly after it came out, I went out to Los Angeles, and I was at an event, and this girl walked up to me. She was like, "Yeah, I don't think I don't know you, Mr. Essence." So that was kind of, you know, I was like, okay, that was a little bit of celebrity status plug right there. Okay. But definitely it was a great, great moment for me in my life to be placed in that issue, and for Essence to even think enough of me to even put me in there along with other men that served on that same platform that are also doing some great things in their communities as well.
Okay. And the 16th, I had somebody just ask me on Facebook, what's the name of the book? So making sure I'm telling them Amazon and the website. But
yes,
the 16th issue of Crave magazine as well.
Right. I was in the 16th issue of Crave magazine, where they highlighted individuals. I think they call it movers and shakers. And so they selected me as an individual to be placed in the magazine as well. And that was a great moment for me because it also had my scholarship national spokesperson, Darren DeWitt Henson, who was actually on the cover of that magazine. And I was actually in that issue as well. So that was another great moment for me.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Now, I have a couple questions myself. Number one, I want to know, with your book, and, you know, you talked about yourself and just kind of told a lot of your own life experiences. Have you ever thought about doing a film for your book?
I did. I've been approached about that. So it's definitely an option that I do want to explore. And I do believe right timing, the opportunity will present itself, and I'm going to go full force with it.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Sounds great. I think it would be really great. I like anything that's pertaining to someone's life story, and especially the stories. We see stories all the time about someone that's not living anymore.
Uh-huh.
But when I see the stories in the films about someone who's still alive, then they can tell their own story. So, yeah, I like that.
Right. Yeah, we wait until people are dead to really celebrate them.
I know.
And
yeah,
we need to reverse that. We need to let people know just how special they are and recognize them for the contributions that they make. We need to do a better job with doing that instead of waiting until they're dead, because they're not here to even witness it or to even feel the emotion behind it. So, you know.
And celebrate, and then we're able to celebrate with them.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. The struggle was for naught. A lot of people don't know that. The struggle that they went through was not for just anything, that they actually have been recognized and celebrated, and some of them have street names after them. They know nothing of it.
Exactly, exactly.
We
yeah.
have a caller that wants to come on.
Okay.
And this is my dad. He rarely listens to the show, but he tuned in tonight, and I think he wants to come on air. That's really awesome.
It is. It is.
Hello.
Yeah. No, I punched one by accident.
Oh, you didn't want to ask the question?
No,
okay, it puts
really
you in that category.
Subject matter and all that. So I'm
okay.
All sorry about that. I was trying to get my phone to be on amplified, but.
Okay. Well, thank you anyway for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to find out was, what upcoming projects can we expect for 2012 and even going into 13? Any sneak peeks?
Yeah, I can give you a little bit. Right now, in the neoteric stages of planning my second annual celebrity basketball tournament, which will take place in April. And so we already have a number of celebrities confirmed for that. I will be at the 2012 Essence Music Festival. I was there last year as one of the McDonald's Minima Cafe. And then in August will be the 7th annual MLE Scholarship Fund Gala, which that will be the event where we will award the scholarships to our recipients. And I'm going to be doing a whole lot of book signings at different places, different venues. And who knows what else? I mean, just have to stay plugged into my website in order to find out what's going to be happening. But even in 2013, you know, some things are in the making. I think one of the biggest things that I'm working on right now is my own magazine, working on that right now.
Okay. And what kind of magazine will it be?
It's going to be a health magazine.
Yay!
Oh wow! Yeah, that's
high.
Yeah, I love
him. Okay. Yes, and it's going to come with a different twist. It's not going to be like how you see most of the
average, yeah,
right, health magazines. But you know, it's going to be definitely something for our people, so that you know we can inform them about issues and not talk over their heads, but talk directly to them so that they can understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I can say for the healthcare community, we appreciate you. A lot of times, like you said, our people don't understand a lot of the big talk and the big words, and a lot of them are not trusting mainstream medicine profession as it is. And so just the work that you do on a daily basis at the pharmacy and talking to them and explaining things, I'm sure is greatly appreciated. And we can't wait to see what you have coming for us. I can't wait to see what's going on with the health thing, and we cannot wait. If you ever are in Chicago, please let Black Writer Space know so we can collaborate with you and do a meeting, and we will definitely make sure we try to feature your book in the studio. So,
please.
Oh, I'm definitely getting some copies of this. I'm like, I don't know if you have a Kindle version, and I still like the actual books. But it's so much quicker just to download the Kindle.
Right.
So I want to read it right then and there, you know. But
right.
I do. I would like to know: do you have a date for the gala, or do I need to just continue to check the website for the exact date for the gala?
The date for the gala is August the 4th this year, and as a matter of fact, it's always the first Saturday of August.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a wedding on that day, but
The celebrity basketball tournament, that is going to be on April 28th.
Okay.
Yes.
And where is that event at? Where does that take place?
That's going to be in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yes. And
we were invited to a university in South Carolina. What is the name of the university? Oh, I cannot think of it. It's a small university that one of the callers, she called in and she invited us to come out and do an event, a writer's event. But haven't heard back from – I heard back from her since, but we haven't gotten the details worked out and everything. But never been to South Carolina, so.
Well, we have to get you all there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. We will be in contact. And like I said, once I have, I know I'm going to have something this year here in Chicago. So you will be on the list for guests to come
please,
and see.
Please, I've always wanted to get to Chicago, so please.
Really?
Yes.
You've never been?
Never been to Chicago.
Okay. Wow. We got to get you out here in the summer, in the summertime. You don't want to experience the snow. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how the weather is there, but no.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Summertime, spring, summertime. Yeah.
Awesome. Once again, we really want to thank you for chatting with us tonight and giving us so much information, encouragement. Like the caller said, she was just really encouraged, and now she's being surrounded with those who are doing the same thing she wants to do. I was so excited last night. I was on air by myself, but I love to talk and just encourage, because you never know what people are going through, but you can always talk about what you went through.
Exactly.
So,
that is so true.
Yeah, I love that. But amazing. I will be posting information about the scholarship on our blog. I'll be posting on Facebook and Twitter as well, so that some of the high school kids that fit the qualifications as far as the GPA and not even maybe sure what they want to go to college for, but just maybe thinking, I can't go because of this reason or that reason. So
right.
I'm definitely going to pass the word about that.
Please do.
Absolutely. Yes.
And thank you again. It was an honor to have you. We will have you back.
Yes.
And you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for the opportunity. This has definitely been an amazing experience. So I look forward to coming
yes.
back.
Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
And we would love to have you back. We will have you back.
Wonderful.
And thank you so much for sending all these callers. Thank
yes.
you so much. And they've all listened to the entire show. I'm really excited
wonderful.
About that.
Wonderful.
So, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Kudos to you, Brownie Points, and everything else. I will be looking at some of your events. We're going to try to make an appearance and get out there so we can see you, get some pictures, and just have a ball.
I love it. I'm already loving
okay.
it.
okay. Thank
all
you
right.
so
and
much.
And to everybody that called in, I appreciate you. I love you all. Thank you.
Yes. We love you, too, here at Black Writer Space.
Yes.
Please don't let this be the last day you listen in.
Please.
But thank you, and we really appreciate all of our listeners.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, ladies.
Thank you.
Well. Wow. Okay. 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 Awesome guest. He has so much to bring to the table, but I like them like that. I like when they, I don't have to have ever heard of you before, but once mm-hmm. I see what you're doing and how you're affecting the community and you're affecting the world and you're actually living out your purpose and your vision,
yeah.
I got to have you on my show. So that's what it's all about. We are, as I was saying last night, that's what we're here for. We're definitely here to encourage to be a mentor. If you need any type of assistance, direction, we can definitely get you to the right people. You have a book you want to write. It's a book in everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, like he says, that they kept telling him, you need to write a book, you need to write a book. I tell people that all the time. And they're not even writers. You know, they don't be somebody that's, you know, has the passion of writing or whatever, but their story or their life, just from what you see it, is a testimony. And people need to hear about that. You know,
absolutely.
You don't have to think because you went through this, 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 and this, and it was the worst for you that you can't make it. No. No. So there is another side to life, and it's not always the things that we may see on TV or the negative, there is a positive side, but you have to be willing to want it. You have to be willing to move forward and push towards that, and it'll come. It'll definitely come. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Dee, do you have anything for the health? I think we should do a health corner tonight.
Not particularly, but I can get something together, definitely. I think that
yeah, I think we need to, you know, our guest, he was a pharmacist and
yes.
definitely contributed to the health field, and I know that's your specialty. So I think we can bring a little something tonight.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
John B. Bring it on down. Let them feel where you come from. Only the lady. Only the lady.
Girl, it's alright, baby.
Are you still there for me now?
Cause it's there in your eyes, yeah.
Still there for me.
I can see that you're
good evening, and we are back. I am your host, Ms. Mocha. If you just tuned in with us or have been listening the entire show, our guest tonight was Dr. Maurice Lee, awesome, awesome, awesome human, awesome African-American male. He's bringing so much to the table, so much to the communities. And his book, the name of his book is Life Experiences. So we definitely will be connecting with him, advertising his book. Just he's doing a lot. He's a pharmacist, Dr. Maurice Lee, you know. So I'm excited about that, excited to have him on the show. And also contributing to the health field as well, and awareness. You know, so many things we don't know about keeping up with our health. And I think, I do believe, though, the world has gotten more health conscious about what we're eating. Yeah, about what we're eating. I know I've changed a lot of my health habits. I got to get back in the gym. I was going straight for like 6 months. So, but a lot of times we get into our own little mode and we're like, well, no, we get relaxed. No, because there's too many different health issues out here that will sneak up on you, you know. And all the doctor going to tell you is pretty much that it's a genetic thing or it was already in the family and this and that. There's a lot of things that we can do to avoid that. So I'm going to bring in DeAndrea with the health corner tonight.
Well, what we're going to talk about today is diabetes. You know, that's something that people used to call it sugar. But, you know, back in the day, my grandma had sugar, you know, and people really didn't know what that was about. But I don't know how many of our listeners are familiar or know, but Paula Deen mentioned a few days ago on the cooking show that she has type 2 diabetes, and it's been a huge uproar in the cooking community and the healthcare community because they feel as though with the type of dishes. Are you familiar with Paula Deen, Tiffany?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, she makes these huge, you know, you can see her. She has the Smithfield brand, the Smithfield hams, the honey hams, and she has a breakfast sandwich that she has. It has a hamburger with bacon and an egg, and it's sandwiched on 2 glazed donuts. And so that's one of her popular things. Yeah, honey, a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of backlash because they feel as though she's been showing people how to eat so unhealthy for so long, and that she's capitalized on and profited from her unhealthy eating habits or even featuring them on her show, but yet and still she's going to be a quote-unquote spokeswoman for diabetes. And so, you know, it was just a big thing going on. And so what I thought we would do tonight, since that was something that I saw today in the news, is just talk about the two different types of diabetes. A lot of people don't know there are more than one type of diabetes. And then what we can do after that is next week we'll get into, you know, take a shoulder to show what one is and the other shoulder to tell what the other one is. But the first type of diabetes is usually recognized in childhood or early adolescence. A lot of people don't realize that there are children who have diabetes. They may see it on TV. There's a spokeswoman. I think it's Mary Tyler Moore. I can't think of her real name, but what's Mary Tyler Moore's real name?
You know, I don't know. That's before my
time. She is a spokeswoman for juvenile diabetes. And
okay,
a lot of times people think that it's an older person's disease or a fat person's disease or an unhealthy eater's disease, and it's not. Some children actually have it, and children have to do shots daily or take medications daily, and it's something that is found in juveniles or young adults. And it can be caused by stress. Sometimes it may be diagnosed with some of the symptoms, which could be nausea and vomiting, dehydration. Sometimes it can be found with an injury or an illness with children, but it is something very common in children. And then the second type and the leading type is type 2 diabetes, which is often subtle and may be attributed to age or obesity. People can have type 2 diabetes for years without knowing it. They can develop what's called hyperglycemic hyperosmolar non-ketotic syndrome, which we call HHNK in the healthcare community. But basically it just means that your body is producing so much sugar that it can't break it down, and so it starts to form crystals and pass through in your urine. There's so much sugar in your body that it just forms in your urine and brings you sky high. So we'll talk about that more next week, but it can also be precipitated by steroids and stress, and can lead to such things in later if it's not treated or not watched or cared for properly, such as blindness, glaucoma, kidney failure, heart disease, nerve damage, can lead to amputations, gangrene. I know we've all seen on TV or heard of people who have had limbs removed or have suffered from vision loss, or, you know, even on that movie, Soul Food. Remember, the grandmother had to have her limbs amputated, right, from diabetes, and it was surrounded by so much good food. And so a lot of times in our community, we hear, you know, we come together with good soul food and, you know, good cooking, and a lot of people think that that just brings on diabetes, but, you know, sometimes it can be true and sometimes not. So we'll get a little bit more into it next week, but basically just for our listeners today to know that there are two types of diabetes. One is juvenile diabetes. It's diagnosed in adolescents or young adults, and the other, or children, and the other is type 2, usually found in older adults and can be kind of silent, and you may not know that you have it for a couple of years. But, you know, we always recommend to get your checkups. You know, women, go out, get your checkups done. You know, your milestones are always good. You know, they say go at 35, have your first mammogram at 40. They're even lowering those ages now. But always, you know, for health-wise, health-conscious reasons, to make sure that you stay on top of your physicals and sit down, and you should always have a list of 10 questions that you want to ask your doctor. There should never be a wrong question in your doctor's office. So you go there, you spend your money, you pay your deductible, however it goes, you make sure that there is not anything that you have not asked your physician when you leave that room. If there is something that he says that you don't understand, please feel free. You should ask, but there's never a dumb question in the doctor's office. So we can get anything else out there in the world, I would like to say that. Never a dumb question in the doctor's office.
That's true.
Absolutely. So we think of a million questions to ask everywhere else, but we get to the doctor's office and we don't say a word. It's a commercial
and
out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
like
they
say, no question is a dumb question.
That's true. We have a lot of childhood obesity right now, as you were talking about. Our food is just processed differently. Even when we look at our young adults, our girls these days, they're built different. They look different. You know, they act different. And a lot of that, I believe, has to do with how our food is processed. And I just think that, again, it's no crazy question at the doctor's office. We should never be afraid of the physician. And if you don't get the answer that you're looking for, if you're not satisfied, go to another doctor. You can do that. A lot of people don't know that. They think they're stuck with the doctor they have. That is not true. So anyway, I know I jumped out to a little tangent, but
That's okay. I do it all the time.
You have to, have to, have to. You can always look and see who is on your insurance and go to another provider. Say, hey, you know, call your insurance up and say, I want a second opinion. I want to find out, you know, if what's going on is true. You have the option to do that. And your pharmacist is your friend. I appreciate that we had a pharmacist on tonight. You know, a lot of times we don't take enough time to ask our pharmacist questions about those medications. They'll say at Walgreens, hey, do you have a question for the pharmacist? And a lot of times I see people say no. Very rarely do people take the time out to speak to the pharmacist, or they may think the pharmacist is busy. He or she seems too busy, but they love that face-to-face one-on-one opportunity to tell you what is going on with the things that you are putting in your body. So definitely take that time out.
Okay. So we're going to continue the remainder of the information about the diabetes on next week. One thing I do want to mention, I want to give out his website one more time. It's www.maleescholarship.org. And another thing that I did not mention was they do accept contributions for the foundation for the scholarships, and they are tax deductible. And I believe on his website, their goal this year, I think, is $50,000.
Wow.
So,
in contributions or scholarships?
I think it was not for the scholarships, but contributions. I read something like that. But anyhow, I did want to give our listeners the option. The address is M.A. Lee Scholarship Fund, P.O. Box 132. And I believe that's Ottawaville, South Carolina. Don't quote me. I may not be pronouncing it right. Zip it's EUTAWVILLE, South Carolina. Zip code is 29048. And if you still need information, you can always go back to the website. For the book purchase, he said you can check his website or Amazon.com, Dr. Maurice Lee. So, with that being said, we're going to wrap things up. I'm still excited. Wow. And, you know, I always go back and listen to the shows. I know this one was really, really, really good. My guest last night, he was awesome, too. He's a poet. I think he was our second poet that we had on. Awesome, awesome. Once you see his book cover,
I know, it's awesome.
You just want to buy a book. You just want to buy a book just with his book covers. I mean, wow. So, like last night, we also, he gave so much good information pertaining to writing. You know, I always, every guest I have on, I'm sitting here taking notes on everything they're saying, and he had so much information as far as one thing that he said. He said, do not write, make sure you always, I said, you know, what advice would you give other poets and this and that? Because he was saying that the rumor is, it's hard to become a best-selling poet. You have best-selling books and novels all the time, but in poetry, it's difficult to get that title. So I believe that was one of his goals, but he kept stressing, you know, this is not my goal, is not to become a bestseller, literally for the money. I write what's in my heart, and that was the advice that he gave. Write what's in your heart, not what the next person wants to hear. And you know, you could be out in the store, in a restaurant, or just somewhere where you have a gathering of people, and the majority of the people will say, oh, you want to write what somebody going to buy. They're not going to buy it. They're going to No.
Right.
So I love that. He says, you write what's in your heart. When I write what's within me, what's in my heart. I can't. So he says, it's even hard. It was hard for me to come up with titles for my chapters, because, well, not really chapters, but for the poems, because I'm writing my feelings. These are my real feelings. How do I put a title on that? You know, it was good. I was excited. And just a lot of key points that I believe our listeners are readers, because even being a reader, you know, you eventually, you may have a book you want to write. Even if you are not a writer, you might get somebody to write it for you, but just period. And within telling your story, your experiences, or even if it's fiction, write what's in your heart. Write what your vision is. Don't try to become what somebody else did or what people say you need to do, because that's what sells. No. Do what's in your heart. So I'm taking that. I think that's my title for the year. So it was good. I was excited. You know, I like listening to myself talk. But I just really believe that people need this information. And I don't like when people are misled, and people, even sometimes with our parents, you know, they have our best interest at heart, but a lot of times they'll, oh, no, what you want to do that for? That ain't going to make you no money. But at the same time, guess what? If it's not for you, it's not for you. So God knows best. He created us from every inch. He already knew what we was going to face, what we was going to go through, and he knew we was going to come out of it. So I'm not going to preach tonight, but just excited. Tomorrow we will not be having a live show tomorrow, but I will be replaying the show from last Friday, which was we had author Zane on. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great interview. Great information. I was taking, you know, I was taking notes with her. But just for myself, like, this is good. So I think people are so misled as far as assuming that because they write a book, they're going to become an instant millionaire. No, not happening. Just hang it up. If that's your goal, just hang it up, because that's not how it works. So I do believe it has to be some other purpose, some other goes back to what he said, right? What's in your heart. So, and it's always somebody who's going through what you went through it, dealing with some things. They may be dealing with something that didn't have nothing to do with what you went through. But just an encouraging word will help somebody's life. So that's our goal here at Black Writer Space. Continue to watch our posts on Facebook. Feel free to email us with any comments or questions at Black Writer Space with two S's at gmail.com. And check out our blog. I have to update it. But you can still check out our blog. There's still quite a few videos on there. I will have an interview coming up with Gerard McClendon.
Wow.
I have to call him, yeah. I'm excited to have him on because he was the one who actually asked me, do you have a Blog Talk Radio show? And I was like, no. And he's like, you need to start that. So he was actually, yeah. So he was sent to give me that message, you know, about starting the show, because I was telling them what I was trying to do with Black Writer Space, and Black Writer Space had been sitting for a couple years. I was working a 9-to-5, too tired, I had too many excuses, let me just say that. So with starting the project for the magazine, you know, I told him, he's like, that's hot, really? You need to start a Blog Talk Radio show, even if you don't have an audience. Just talk about the concept, talk about what you're doing, people will come. And I'm telling you, that's what happened. So, yeah, how do I interview the interviewer? So I've watched his videos, and, yeah, he's good. He's good at what he does. He loves it. And he just told me, he said, you know what, don't worry about all that, because I did have people in my ear, oh, how you going to do that? You got to do this. You got to have a degree. You got to talk like this. You got to talk like that. I said, wait a minute. Let's scratch all of that. I got to be me first. The professional side will come, you know, and the more you do something, the more you get the hang of it, the more you get comfortable. But I have to be me, and I think that's what I think that's what draws people to our show. I think that's what's setting us aside from the group, you know, is that, yes, we're professional. We have professional people on. We have people that you've never heard of, that you didn't even know she had a book, that, you know, Shay Shay that stayed down the street, and she went through all of this, and now she started a foundation or whatever it is. But
right.
Those are the stories that just make my day. So, I thank God for the team I have with me, DeAndrea and Mario. He'll be back with us Monday. On Monday, I've started the relationship segment. I have a new idea for that, too. But it's just been really, really, really good, really blessed. People are, every time we have somebody that calls in, that's the first thing they say. I've enjoyed the show. You guys really have great information, and that's the whole purpose. So, anyhow, you know me, I'll be talking all night long. Anyhow, I want to thank our listeners for listening to us tonight. Feel free to visit us again. Check out our blog. I didn't get a blog site. It's blackwriterspace with two S's .blogspot.com. And I'm always on Facebook and Twitter posting whatever guests we'll have that night. Like I said, we will not have a live show tomorrow, but I'm replaying the show from last Friday, which was with Zane. Really great information. If you know anybody who's thinking about writing a book, who has one and they just need to get it published, I'm working on that right now. So, yeah, I got that slap on the hand. Too many times. I mean, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. I've been researching the field and sitting around and watching and watching and watching. I know too much not to have my book out. So, yeah, I got to get it out. I have three that I want to get out. But I will be keeping you guys updated on that. And we'll be back Monday live at 7. Monday is relationship. I'm trying to think. I have a different something different I'm going to bring to the table with the relationship segment on Monday. But we'll be back Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time. And feel free to call in or log in on the website and listen in. If you missed the show, you can always go back and listen. For those of you who don't know, the link to the site to listen to any of our past shows is www.blogtalkradio.com/Black Writer Space. That's with two S's. So,
yeah, we should have our listeners vote on what was the best show, and then that would be the show that maybe we replay maybe once a month or something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm still figuring out this whole thing. I'm all new to this, but I'm still trying to figure out. I did send an email to the support desk today to download each episode so I can have it on my own computer, and I can replay episodes as I want to, but I've been having a hard time doing that, and I don't think it's on my end. So once I figure that out, but what I've been trying to do is schedule. When I schedule a new show, I schedule it to replay, and that's what I did with Zane. So tomorrow, automatically, Zane will be playing back at 7. So that's pretty much it. I'm excited. I'm hungry. You know I'm always hungry at the end of the show. So I'm going to get something to eat, and you guys enjoy the rest of your evening. Feel free to keep watching. I'm always on Facebook. So I do have new marketing packages. I've been posting today about them. I did contact a couple people who were inquiring about. And that's the thing. Being a new author, even if you're an existing author, you may just have your book on Amazon, but people still need to know about you because everybody don't know that you're on Amazon or who you are or what your book is about. So, yes, I have created some marketing packages to accommodate new authors, existing authors, or if you just have a product that may be related to the literary scene or whatever, and even if it's not, just still send us an email, shoot us on Facebook, and it's let me see. I mean, we can still advertise on here. Anybody can listen in. So you never know who may be interested. I mean, it's an open network for to sell your products. So I will be posting more info about that. And that's about it. So you guys enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll be back Monday at 7.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
know you're